In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the octave day of the patron of our archdiocese, namely Saint Francis de Sales, and it's also First Friday dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the devotion to Sacred Heart lies in the fact that it hurt Jesus very much to be tortured when he was crucified. Saint Francis has written a lot about this, and he pointed out that also Jesus' heart suffered immense pain. The whole story of the Passion shows how Christ is tormented and humiliated, both physically when he felt lots of pain, and then mentally when he felt sorrow for the sins of the world. The wound in Jesus' heart shows that he was spared nothing, and that God cannot be said to be distant or caring from human suffering. Saint Francis also pointed out that the wound in the Sacred Heart is truly the centerpiece of Passion. Christ endured even this for the sake of love. The violence done by sin continued even after Jesus had died on the cross, because when it was obvious that Jesus was dead, the soldier was ordered to pierce him. The spear penetrated the heart that had upheld Christ's life, this human incarnation of God's love. Dear children, in your life, death without love to Jesus would be a terrible thing. And also, to love somebody without having loved the Passion and death of Jesus would also be terrible, because it would mean that you love man more than you love God. Love and death are so much interconnected in life and in the Passion that we cannot have the one in our hearts without the other. Love and death in this time and our life go hand in hand. If you let the love of Christ into your heart, his death and passion follows behind. When we are loving Jesus very much, we cannot avoid experiencing that our own hearts are pierced by a spear of compassion and identification to suffering. It hurts to see Jesus suffering as much as it hurts to see our dear ones suffer and die. I once read about one man who lived in Albany, New York, who died 1 year ago at the age of 87 after battling cancer. His wife, to whom he was married for 63 years, fell into deep sadness after his death. She would not leave the house, and she stopped eating. She died 6 months after him. After her death, the family found in a scrapbook her teenage love letters. Back then, she wrote to him that there were not enough words to express her love for him. And expressing her love even further, she had written, "I couldn't go on if you went away." And the letter ended with the line, "Someday we'll read this together." The three daughters of this husband and wife were convinced that their mother had died because she was all alone, now without her beloved husband. One of their daughters said, "No doubt it was a broken heart. The two of them had been together for so long, it was almost like they shared the same heart." Children, now you can see how inseparable love and death are. Christ died because of love, and he loved us because we are in danger of death. Loving Christ in your life more than yourself is often difficult, but if you love life and all the good things in it, you also need to love Jesus. That is the centerpiece of our Sacred Heart devotion, that Christ has loved us so much that he was willing to suffer and died, all so that we wouldn't need to die, but we would have eternal life. And now when we are about to enter into Lent soon, you should think daily how much Jesus loved us. He suffered so enormously on the cross, and that also means that he loved you very much. If somebody is willing to go through all those tortures, all that suffering, all that mockery, all those abandonments from his loved ones, he must love all of you very, very much. And in your life, if you love him back, you have no fear of death or illness. It is recorded very beautifully in the Bible, in the Canticle of Canticles, how love defeats death, and it says like this: Put me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thy arm, for love is strong as death. Many waters cannot quench charity, neither can the floods drown it. In your life, children, remember that no matter how scary death might be, love for Christ is always more powerful, and when you love him, he loves you back, and you have no afraid of death. God bless you. In the name of